Give me the honey. Give me the honey. Yeah.
Welcome to the Embodiment of Sex, where we experience life through pleasure. Yeah. Here we dance with the fires of desire in order to rekindle, recreate, and rebirth self. Join Sunshine Ryan and a few fully embodied folks as we dive into intimate connection with your unique creative sexual flow. Join us each week as we laugh and explore sex, self, sensuality, and learn to embody our sex like we never have before. Here's Sunshine Ryan.
Hey, everybody. I am Sunshine Ryan, and you are here listening to The Embodiment of Sex. Really quick favor, if you could like this podcast, give it a rating, maybe leave a comment, that would be amazing, and I'd really appreciate that. Today, I am going to talk about social media hiatus. I don't know if some of you have noticed or not, but I am not on social media. I have removed myself. And, you know, here's the thing about social media. Social media and I have never really got along. I never really liked it. But when I started getting into Tantra, I was told by my peers that I definitely needed social media and that I needed to go on it. When I started Tantra, I was not on social media for the same reasons I think I am now. But peer pressure is a mother freaker, and I was like, okay, I'll go on social media. And in my mind, it was like, if I want to be a successful Tantra practitioner, then I must and I need to have social media accounts. And I am finding out that this simply isn't true. Okay? Tantra has been around for centuries. Tantra has been taught from person to person to person to person. Right? Tantra is a connection practice. So, of course, we don't need to have social media accounts to teach Tantra. We don't. So I'm coming to that conclusion, okay? First off, that's where I am. For me, you know, and I'm very much talking about me because it's, you know, my podcast. I feel like social media really started to take away from my business. So I still run everything solo. I run my business solo. I handle all my accounts. I haven't paid anybody to do that yet. And of course you can do that. But for me, it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't work. So I was putting a lot of time into social media, and that time that I was putting into the social media, I wasn't allowed to put on my business. And so my business was actually suffering, because the social media aspects took so much time and distraction, because now I had to become a creator. And so my mind was constantly in this creation mode of how do I create for the social media so that I can get the response that I want, so that I can actually do the work that I want, instead of just saying no to social media and just doing the work, right? And so the real work wasn't getting done because the focus became about posting. And then after you post that one, you have to post another one. And then you have to post another one. And then you have to post another one. For me, it was like this ongoing battle with my ego. The constant need of maybe taking pictures, editing, creating, finding the perfect quote. You know, it is so draining and takes you off the task of teaching Tantra, right? If I'm constantly creating for social media, then I cannot be in my work, in my Tantra, in my pleasure. And that is very soul draining for me, whereas Tantra is so fulfilling, right? So it's actually, and I feel like social media is soul draining. It actually sucks you out into a virtual world. So even in this virtual world, if I am trying to be 100% myself, I can't. It's impossible to be yourself on social media. there's a few reasons for that, but one that is standing out for me right now is that I am only 100% when I am in my now. Okay? So I'm 100% in my now. But the thing about social media is that it's not in the now. It's not in the present moment. Now, maybe if you're doing a live video, yes, that's in the present moment. However, I feel like, nope, I won't go there. But as soon as you post it and put it up into the cloud or whatever, into the social media, that now moment is over. And that now moment doesn't actually exist anymore. So you're not actually seeing me in my 100% who I am, because now it is an image of my past. And now I am still in my now. That's very confusing. But let's bring it back in. It's, you know, social media is moving through time. But it's honestly moving in the past. And so it starts to weigh on you. It starts to weigh you down. So I want to give a couple of pointers on how to unwind yourself from social media if this is something that you feel that you need to do. And then I'm also going to dive into how social media affects your sex life. And this is going to be really good and really juicy. And I hope for a lot of people, it's like a good moment to be like, damn, that's me. or just a moment for a really good deep reflection on what is your current relationship with social media. And where are you finding yourself in it? So understand that social media is a bottomless pit of wanted and unwanted content that is designed to keep you hooked until the sun burns out. Right? It wants you hooked. It wants to keep you there until nothing is left. That's what it is. It's just a content dump, right? Anyone can dump what they want to. You may need it. You may not need it. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, you're opening yourself to a very wide variety of who fucking knows. Okay, so that's the first thing. The next thing, once you understand that, is that you need to also figure out that you shouldn't follow people that you don't actually care about. And what we want to start to do here is notice our attachment to people that we have never even met. So, in reality, we don't follow people, right? Okay. In reality, we don't follow people and create one-sided relationships. This would be deeply offensive in real life. And I think that is what they call stalking, right? I'm just throwing that out there. We may agree or not agree, but I'm pretty sure we don't do that in real life. At least most of us. Now, I can say you see a cute little thing at the coffee shop. And that's only funny because I'm the cute little thing that works at the coffee shop. But, and you're like, ooh, I really want to see her again. And maybe you figure out that she works on Wednesdays and Fridays. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to go get my coffee on Wednesday to Friday because you want to get to know that person better, right? So you would go and meet and try to maybe flirt with that person. But I feel like that's more conscious. You're putting yourself out there. The other person knows that you exist in the world. And then you can have a conversation and then she could be like, you need to stop showing up at my workplace. Or, Or they could be like, hey, I really like you too. I want to hang out with you also. Okay, so the other thing about social media is that social media, you have a measurable audience. And having a measurable audience can stop your creativity. And you're like, how could that happen? So social media pages are usually known for one thing. You create your online presence and personality. And so if you start to change, even a little bit, sometimes the followers can get upset and they will unfollow you, right? Because you now have, you have this measurable audience and you want to keep them. So when your numbers start to go down, you go back to what was keeping them. Or if your numbers go up, then you continue to do that that is making you get the growth, correct? So what can start to happen is that this can start to actually put limits around your experimenting, right? And it could start to put you in a cage where you cannot go outside of the cage because you don't want to lose that measurable audience, right? So it can at times limit your full expression. Now, in the virtual world, even though if something pisses you off and you want to talk about it, you really just become mindless words on a page. It doesn't matter. So your expression is not actually being expressed. It's just filling that empty hole, that bottomless pit of nothingness. Or we become so addicted to the numbers, right, that you start to battle yourself because you need more likes, right? So you're like, okay, I have this many likes and I want to get this many likes. So I noticed that this picture and this comment got a lot of likes, but then this picture did not get a lot of likes. So I'm not going to do that picture again because I only want to do the picture that has a lot of likes. So let's say you post something a little bit different and you don't get the likes. And then what does that do? That starts to mess with your self-esteem. That starts to mess with the image of yourself. So if you're not getting that positive feedback that you're doing a good job, that you're doing correctly, then you're not going to want to experiment with other things because it's going to lack the attention of the ones that you're already getting the positive feedback from. Again, causing that block in your creativity. So this reminds me of like... This reminds me of like a chicken with its head cut off. So if you cut off a chicken, the chicken will still run around for quite a long time with its head off, right? And it'll run around circles and run around circles because it has no idea what is going on until it finally falls down and die. And I don't know why those two correlate in my mind, but they do, right? Why does a chicken with its head off correlate with a measurable audience? I have no idea. But sometimes I feel like social media is like that. You're just running around without your head on, trying to get likes, right? Okay, so I feel like I'm kind of being really negative right now about social media, but I do know that there is a positive side to social media. I know that I'm not going to get into it today, and I'm pretty sure that you can name off what they are, the positive notes about social media. But here I'm just trying to bring the attention of the negative aspects that might be challenging your life, that might be challenging your ability to experience pleasure, which might be challenging your current relationship status or your sex life. So I'm trying to bring that negativity to light. And let's talk about how it affects you. Let's talk about how it is really, let's talk about how social media is actually affecting your life and your sex life. So, first thing, right? Checking social media, and we're going to start to get into how it affects your sex life. So, checking your social media is awesome, right? Who agrees? Almost everybody. Because why? Because checking social media adds daily excitement. It adds something enticing. It's offering something stimulating. And sometimes that can make your real sex life seem very dull, right? So, why so? Virtual relationships are easier to handle than real relationships. Why is that? Because you're in control of a virtual relationship. How so? It's because you can be present and you can engage at your leisure when you feel like it. So compare that to your real sex life. Your real sex life, the real relationships, are going to demand that you put in work. And that work may or may not be on your terms. And that may or may not be when you want to engage, right? It is not a leisure activity. It's something that requires more focus. It's something that requires your attention. Another thing that social media can do to your sex life is that it can distract your mind from being able to enjoy the pleasures of sex. So I'm going to call it social media brain. I don't know how many content creators are out there listening to this, but when you start to post a lot, your mind starts to think in terms of posts, right? Your speech starts to change for post talk. You think about quotes. You think about things you could say. You think about, what should I post next? What picture should I post next? Should I take new pictures? Should I hire someone for those pictures? We should go outside and take some pictures. What quote should I use? I wonder who is commenting on my photo right now. I wonder how many likes I have. I wonder if I should take a video of this moment that we're in right now. These thoughts bombard your mind and distract you from being able to experience the pleasures of life and the pleasures of sex. So your mind is literally too busy to experience pleasure. I kind of feel like social media is like flying everywhere. You have a private jet and you're like, I just got to get there. I got to get there for the night and then we got to go. I got to get there. We got to go. I got to show up and then I got to go, you know? And so you get to your destination. Of course you get there, but you skip everything that's happening in between that journey, right? You skip the funny characters at the gas station. You skip the scenery. Maybe you skip the lessons, the experiences. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're by foot, right? Traveling by foot is slow, but you get to smell the earth. You get to see the waterfalls. You get to see the water flow. And by car, you get to see so much more of the world, of the experience, than you would if you were in that jet. So I kind of feel like that's what social media is. It's like taking a jet everywhere. And then you get there, bam, and that's it. Nothing to it. Nothing really gained. But maybe you lost a lot along the way. We don't know. So it literally takes away. It takes time away from sex and pleasure. Question, people, how many hours a day are you on social media? My phone tells me. If you got that Apple iPhone, it'll tell you your weekly hours that you've been on your phone, right? Your average per day. Holy shit. Sometimes that number would be scary. It would be like 6 to 7 hours a day I was on my freaking phone. Like, that's insane. So be honest with yourself. Let those numbers talk to you. Let those numbers speak to you. How many hours a day are you looking at your social media when you could be doing something else? So here's the thing. When you get more satisfaction from a picture that you posted or you being tagged in someone else's photo, then the less you're going to want to make time for pleasure and sex. So this is kind of like, why, in your mind, why take a smaller, slower payout when you're constantly getting a lump sum? So pleasure becomes less pleasurable than your likes on social media. That's huge. And that is literally what is happening for some of you. You are so addicted to the instant amount of attention and likes you are getting from social media that there is nothing that can match that pleasurable feeling in your life. Except for that. Except for the likes. So I'm kind of going to go off talking about what it does to your sex life and just speak on this for a minute. So social media has this big misconception that if we're not on social media, that means that we are not processing in life. That means that and I've heard it before, like if you're not on social media, people be like, "Oh my gosh, you've fallen off the face of the earth." So that's not true. And that is the big misconception. Like if you're not successful on social media, does that mean you're failing? Hell no, that doesn't mean you're failing. So who is actually on your social media? Like people from high school, definitely. Here's the thing about people from high school. I have not seen you in 23 years. We are not friends anymore. And if someone from my high school is listening to that, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm just being real, right? I haven't actually seen you. You haven't been in my presence. Like, okay, cool. I see you're following me on social media, but what does that mean, right? Who else is on social media? Your family that never calls you or writes or engages at all except for your birthday. Okay. Who else is on your social media? Maybe celebrities or people you thought was cool, but people that you know you never gonna meet. And then there's just random people, right? Like everyone has a number now. You guys are just all numbers. You're like, oh, I made up this cool name on Instagram, but really just random people. And those random people, they hold no value in your life. They speak, it doesn't even affect you. They tell you something, it doesn't matter because they hold no value place in your life. They are random people. So what I'm trying to get at here is, what's the takeaway? Remember that social media is a business. They want you to buy stuff. They want you to not like yourself. And that way, you will depend on them, the social media. You will depend on the people that are on the social media to try to make yourself feel better. Who's really winning in this? The business. They are making money off of you. They are feeding their families at the price of what? Your soul and dissatisfaction of yourself. So this is reminding me of another story, again, segue, and then I'll get back to things it's doing to your sex life. Let's say there's two kids at the park, right? And one kid wants to go down the slide, but that kid wants everyone to watch them go down the slide. So the kid waits, and the kid starts to scream. And the kid is like, Mom and Dad, look at me. Watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me. Mom, Dad, Mom, Dad. The parents are talking, so they're not paying attention, okay? So the kid climbs down the slide. Well, he climbs down the stairs and goes back down the ladder to get the attention of the parents. The parents are talking. Maybe they're in an argument. Who freaking knows? But they're not paying attention. So the kid comes down and the kid is like, hey, 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 I want you to watch me. I want you to watch me. I want you to watch me. And the parents say, okay, I'll watch you. Hold on a minute. Okay. So the kid is waiting. The kid's waiting. The kid's waiting. And the kid's like, can we do it now? Can we do it now? Can we do it now? And the kid is waiting and waiting. So what is the kid waiting for? The kid is waiting for approval. The kid is waiting for attention. The kid is waiting for permission. The kid is waiting for praise, right? Now, remember that I said in the beginning of this story that there's two children playing at this park, right? So the first kid is standing there by his parents, waiting for the parents to stop with their conversation so that that kid can go down the slide and get praised for it. So that kid starts watching the other kids have fun. The other kid have fun. But that kid is just watching. And that kid is starting to become envious. And that kid really wants to try, but is still waiting for the approval, the attention, the permission, and the praise from the parents. So why that kid is standing there waiting, I call that scrolling through your social media feed or going to the explore option in that bottomless pit of content, right? And you watching and you watching and you watching and you watching and you scrolling, but you ain't actually doing shit. Just saying it. Just saying it. So the second kid has already been down the slide about 15 times. The second kid has already learned that if they climb up the stairs, they get to go down the slide. They got the reward, right? They even figured out that they could go up the slide the wrong way. Right? They even figured out that they can put their hands and their feet inside the slide and get stuck and pretend that they're Spider-Man. The second kid's creativity, imagination, pride, knowledge, experience is advancing higher and higher and higher and higher. The first kid is still waiting. The second kid is living, right? The second kid went down the slide so many times that they got bored and moved on to the swing set, right? They want to go ahead and master the swing set. Now, the second kid learned and experienced way more than the first kid. And the first kid is still waiting. And that's kind of what I feel like social media is, right? The second kid was not waiting for approval, for the attention, for the permission, for the praise. The second kid was just doing, right? And let's just say Mom and Dad was watching on the sidelines, just smiling at their kid having a good time. Didn't say nothing. Took him home, got him an ice cream. I don't know. But sometimes I feel like that's how social media is. We become the first kid that's waiting and waiting and waiting. So, what else does social media do to your sex life? It can make you think that you are a terrible lover and that you need help. And this one rings real true because that's confession, that's kind of what I do, right? I'm like, hey, I can teach you how to be better at sex. Right? Not, I mean, it's a business. Let's be really real here, right? It's a business. Just because I am an expert at sex doesn't make me the best lover in the world. It doesn't, right? Because a really good lovership requires two people. And it requires a connection. Maybe it requires four people. I don't fucking know. But it requires connection, attention, time, patience, the desire to be exceptional for that lover. So just because I am and have done lots of work in the sex world and am an expert doesn't make or doesn't, yeah, it doesn't make me the perfect person for you, right? Okay, so social media could have you think that everyone else is having better sex than you and that you just suck and that you need help. That's what it does. So social media is wrapped up in this really pretty, pretty box and everyone in social media is perfect. And guess what? That is a big, fat lie. The influence of social media is so huge that you are most likely to start to believe that everyone else's life and sex life is better than yours. Here's the thing. Don't buy into that trap, to that bullshit. Another thing that social media can do to sex is it can take it from being something sacred, something great, something exceptional, something mind-blowing, something. It can take all of that away and turn sex into just another thing in your life. It is no longer sacred. It just becomes another picture or another quote to boost ratings. So as we move on, something very interesting that can happen on social media and to your sex life is that you can become obsessed with people. Literally, you can become a stalker, or stalking has become perfectly acceptable because it's easy to follow various accounts, and it's very private. We don't know if you are obsessed over someone or stalking someone. We don't know that. If you are obsessed in stalking me, I don't know that. I don't, right? People don't know that. So it's become perfectly acceptable for people to obsess over people they don't know or stalk people they don't know. So your fantasy, and you start to fantasize about or watch people, and you create both a mental and emotional connection without the other person actually even knowing it. That is a scary, scary concept. Damn, right? You, dang. You could become so attached to somebody that you have closed yourself off to all the other available suitors in the world that are trying to talk to you, but you can't see them because you are in a one-sided relationship with a virtual person, even though they are real, but they are virtual to you. And so, oh, like that idea really scares me. Yes. So what does that do? So things like this really hurt your real romantic relationships in your life. Let's say you're in a virtual relationship. And I have been in a virtual relationship, sadly to admit. I've had a few. The thing about a virtual relationship is they're very fulfilling, right? Again, it's on my terms. I only have to communicate to you when I want to. I can see you when I want to. I can engage or disengage when I want to. It's a good relationship, right? That's wonderful. Compared to maybe a real romantic relationship, right? So why go after a real romantic relationship when your cup is already full from a virtual relationship? Your cup is full. So even if you have a virtual, even if you have a real relationship, a virtual relationship can keep your mind active and occupied for years. Let's say that you are in a loveless marriage, right? But you don't want to get divorced because you're not supposed to get divorced. So what do? You could start a virtual relationship with someone else to help get you through. And that someone else doesn't even have to know that you started a relationship with them. This, it can get real. It can get real, real intense. How we can create attachment in a virtual world to distract ourselves from reality. So it can feel like, right? Let's say you're in that loveless relationship. It can feel like you're cheating. It can feel like you're falling in love again. It can feel like something is really special, but it isn't, because it's not real. So here's my plea to you. Now, I don't know if all of this is accurate or all of this is true. It's just, I'm just here to spark your thinking process about how you relate to social media, and what is that relationship to social media doing to your life, and how is it affecting your sex life? So you don't have to take a social media hiatus. You don't have to disappear like I did. But I do encourage you to get really real with yourself. If social media is sucking all your energy into the device, then maybe it's time to slow down. You know, are you, ask yourself, am I using social media to avoid parts of my life that I'm unhappy with? Like, let's be really real about that. Am I using social media as a handicap? Like, we don't know. That's for you to figure out, to decide, you know, what are you using it for? And have a really good heart-to-heart with yourself about your social media relationship. Is it taking more from you than it's actually giving? And the thing is here, like with everything, like it comes down to balance. For me right now in my life, social media is a no-go. I don't want it. I don't need it. It's not fulfilling me. It is taking away way more from me than it is providing for me. So things you can do to bring it into balance: place a limit on your usage. And I know on an iPhone, you can place a limit on that app for the day. Like maybe you only put, okay, I can only go on it for 30 minutes a day, etc., etc. Go ahead and schedule unplug dates, right? So let's say Tuesday and Thursdays, you're allowed to go on social media, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the weekend, you're not. Get in the habit of not oversharing your personal life or whatever, right? Like get into the habit of not oversharing. Not everyone deserves to know what you are going through. Not everybody deserves to see you. Not everybody needs to know about your life. Make a practice of falling back into your pleasure. If pleasure is missing from your life, take a moment to get that back. Call it in. And start creating the excitement of living, right? Life is so full of excitement is not the word there. Life is so full of experience, right? And not every moment is meant to be happy. Life has ups and downs and ins and outs and over and unders in every direction that you can think of. And that's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. You don't have to lose yourself in social media because life gets too hard. Start to enjoy the experience of living. And I'm going to leave y'all on that. I hope that was eye-opening for a few. Maybe help you rethink a little bit about what you're doing on the social media and how is it affecting you. And I will see y'all next time. This is me, Sunshine Ryan, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.